Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. Welcome to a new year. Happy New Year. I'm Ryan, and I'm the host for Redeem the Commute and for these daily challenges. These daily challenges are particularly meant to help people learn and practice what it means to follow Jesus, even in our busy commuting lifestyle. If you've never explored before what it means to follow Jesus, then we have a great introductory course called Christianity 101, and I'd encourage you to take a look at it first. It'll help put these daily challenges in context. We follow a rhythm through these daily challenges. And I thought since it's a new year and we have some new users, this would be a great time to introduce that daily rhythm. It's meant to help us grow together as a community. So none of us is learning to follow Jesus alone, but that you might be engaging in online discussion, or maybe coming out to one of our coffee discussion hours on Mondays. Or maybe joining with people in your life, people from the commute, from work, from your neighborhood, wherever you find yourself in any given week. We hope you'll join with them and share this content with them like you'd share any good book or movie, and that you'll start discussing together the daily discussion questions at the end of any of our courses or our daily challenges. We have a rhythm as a community. And it's based on a rhythm that followers of Jesus have been following for a long time, and it goes all the way back to the book of Acts in the Bible. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Well, we see five major things in that description of the first Christians joining together as a community or church. We commit ourselves to the same things at Redeem the Commute. First of all, we commit ourselves to growing as disciples, as followers of Jesus. We try to do that every Monday to Wednesday as we look at a new idea, as we study it in the Bible, and then on Wednesdays as we allow ourselves to be challenged and consider how Jesus' words might change us. We commit ourselves to groups, to growing together, not alone, but in a community. We commit ourselves to grace in our lifestyle and the way we live. If that's a word you're not familiar with, we'll explore it later this week. We commit ourselves to generosity of our resources, our time. And we commit ourselves to God in worship. We particularly do that every Friday. The third thing we're committed to as a community is grace in our lifestyles. When I say lifestyle, maybe you start thinking, oh no, this is a religion that's all about rules or laws, where you're trying to earn or avoid some kind of punishment. Some would just want to avoid the whole topic because it is kind of challenging to think about. But changing our way of life is important. We need to be open to that if we're truly going to be following Jesus. He makes it clear that there is something wrong with our world and there's something wrong with us, and we need to be open to hearing that from Jesus. But when Jesus challenges us to change our lifestyles, it's never because he thinks we need to do something to earn God's love or because we need to stop doing something to avoid God's punishment. Rather, with Jesus, it's always about grace. It's a way of thanking God for what he's already done. That he's given us what we didn't earn, and he's not given us what we deserve. God gives us this gift of grace, his love, unconditionally, and invites us to give him that love back. Even though we've rebelled against him before and pushed him away, he invites us to have him at the center of our lives again, to become part of his family, and then finally to live by the family rules. So we will challenge you, because Jesus challenges all of us. But we'll never do it out of fear, we'll never do it out of manipulation, but always with grace. Well, normally now we'd have a discussion question, But your assignment for this week is simply to start thinking about next week, when we resume our study of the Blessed Sayings of Jesus, Beatitudes, who you'll be sharing this content with, and who you can discuss our daily discussion questions with. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.